USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of Iranians are protesting in the streets of Tehran against what they call U.S. war crimes after the U.S. kills a top Iranian general with an airstrike on part of Baghdad, Iraq's airport. The protesters chanting death to America and holding up posters of the military commander who was killed, Qassem Soleimani. U.S. officials say he was actively planning new strikes on American interests and allies when he was struck and killed. Meanwhile, the Tehran government is promising very severe retaliation for the U.S. action. A new report says more police officers died by suicide last year than were killed in the line of duty, a group saying that it's higher than all other line of duty deaths combined. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In USA News for Your Health, the new year brings new rules about vaping and e-cigarettes. The FDA says it will ban most flavors like fruity and mint, popular with underage teenagers, but will allow others to remain on the market. In a related story, U-Haul says in 21 states it will stop hiring people who use nicotine products. The company says the new policy, which takes effect February 1st, is aimed at creating one of the healthiest corporate cultures in the U.S. and Canada. Several drug makers increasing their prices, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Bernie Sanders going after the frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination, as the Vermont senator told the Washington Post that Joe Biden is bringing, quote, a lot of baggage into his campaign, adding it won't create energy or excitement. Sanders also accused the former VP of having a weak record that President Trump would be able to pick apart during any election campaign. Just announced campaign fundraising numbers also show Sanders with a big edge over Biden, though Biden is leading the pack, according to the Real Clear Politics average of national polls. An Amazon workers group saying the company has threatened to fire two workers for speaking out against Amazon's environmental policies. Amazon employees for climate justice tweeting yesterday that company legal and human resources representatives told the workers that they were violating the online retail giant's external communications policy. An Amazon spokeswoman says the company encourages workers to, quote, work within their teams and suggest improvements to how the company operates. And Subaru is recalling some 2019 Crosstrek, Forester, and Ascent vehicles. The issue stems from a problem with a ventilation valve that can separate and send fragments into the engine, ultimately making an engine stall. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.